To 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke, to the studio, I welcome the man who hit me on the head with a microphone once for going to the toilet during one of his gigs, Jason Byrne.
I apologise.
The main thing is never go to the toilet during a Jason Byrne gig because he'll fire a microphone at your face.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of time I won't, but I did a gig in Dubai recently and the Jack's door was beside the stage.
Oh.
So literally I was talking, all I hear is, and then somebody coming out going, "Here we are." I did another gig where they had to walk across the stage to the toilet.
What?
That was years ago. I'll never forget that. And I was going, "Have you just walked right in front of me?" They're going, "Yeah." I mean, I've done the gigs in the weirdest places. Like, I also once did a gig where I arrived in and I said, "Where's the stage?" And they went, "What? What do you want stage for?" I went, "Well, do you not just stand in the corner?" "Stand in the corner?" And I went, "Okay." And I said, "Where's the microphone?" They went,
"Shout."
"Microphone?" So I had to stand on a table.
Brilliant.
And do a gig to, like, I don't know, some corporate mad joke.
Like back in Rome when they used to give out to people walking by.
Yeah.
Here you.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what I was doing.
But
yeah.
That you should do that at the Vodafone Comedy Festival because you're there from the 27th to the 30th of July.
I always say end of July.
That's
how you see Dublin people, that's how we cope with that.
End of the day.
You know, what's the day? End of July. Oh. It's like I was saying that in my show as well with Dublin people, was that, do you know when someone's telling you a story and this is very Dublin and they go, they're talking away and they go, "And so you know David?" We always go, "Yeah."
Of course.
You go, "Yeah, but you don't know David."
But there's no follow up question after that.
No, but then they might go, "Yeah, but you know his wife, Yvonne."
Of course.
And you're going, "Yeah. Oh yeah. You're, oh my God."
And you're
the
so
the reason
deep.
Why Dublin people do that, because we want the story to be over. We're like, I know David, come on. And the white, "Yeah, I know Yvonne. Is that it? You finished?" So it's good to be back in Dublin doing the starty gigs.
You've got the new show. So you had Propped Up was where you used like giant props and Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
And this one's called The Man with Three Brains.
That's
because
impressive.
I want people to try and get into my head. Because my brain just doesn't work normally as a singular brain. I mean, none of our brains work like that really anyway. But mine's very definitely divided up.
So what's
into three? So one is basically when I do my stand-up, my written stand-up.
Okay.
The one on the right is the childish one that just wants to keep doing the stunts and hitting people on the head with microphones.
Okay, lovely.
And the middle one is the one that's constantly trying to ruin the gig.
The heckler.
Yeah, it's the one in the middle going, "Well, this is rubbish. That was crap. I don't know why you did that. That's a nightmare. What'd you hit your man in the head with a microphone for? That was tick."
Jimmy Carr did that joke.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just constantly like that. And then, because as I'm talking, as I'm doing stand-up, I have all that in my head waiting to come out.
Yes.
So I'm trying to set up a show where people can get deeper into my head and see how that works.
Well, hang on. We'll get deeper into your head in a little bit. Segal is on the way, right? Calvin Harris Feels is next. And we'll talk to you in 2 minutes. 98FM. So your new TV show is Don't Say It, Bring It?
I have to concentrate when I say the title.
Do you? Don't Say It, Spray It?
Well, I said Don't Say It, Bring It. I kept saying Don't Bring It, Say It because of the letter B, because the letter B is in alphabetical order there. So it's like it's sticking in my brain like a big massive B, and Bring It kept going, "Will you say me first?" And I was going, "No,
these are your three brains."
So loads, yeah. My other brain, yeah, that's the middle one trying to ruin it. The middle one's going, "Go on, say Bring It." I'm ruining it. And I go, "Don't Bring It, Say It." And the middle part of my brain goes, "No, I told you, you're sick." So
your middle part of your brain sounds like a family member of yours.
I don't know who. No, it probably wouldn't be a family member. It's probably an old teacher.
Yes,
isn't it?
Yeah,
just fool. Told you to be a fool. So Don't Bring It, Say It. Don't Say It, Bring It.
It's on Dave.
It's a quiz show on the street. It sounds simple, but it's really hard.
Yeah.
And so the simple bit is I ask you a question and you have to go and bring me the answer. So you can't, but you can't say the answer to people. So if I want you to bring me a comb, you have to go and try and get a comb off someone.
Guess that.
And you're like doing this thing, miming your hair and you're miming stuff. But you're running up to strangers and they're looking at you going, "What are you doing?" And they're being timed like 3 minutes and they get back, and if they get back in the 3 minutes, they get money.
Oh, sweet.
And so they've had to bring back like mad things, like, you know, one was bring back an OAP, right? An old age pensioner. But they had to prove they're an old age pensioner with their bus pass and stuff like that.
How do you even ask for an old person?
I know, that was so funny. She was trying to ask for them and they were going, "Sorry, love." What? And they're going, "I need you."
You?
And they're going, "Me? For what? And just, can you come with me? I need you. I need you for what? And it was...
on the telly.
Yeah, and they're going, where? And the great fun about it is it's so cheap looking. It was so funny. We just had a tall kind of, you know, like a table you put a plant on in the hall. Mm. That's all we had, with a bell on it.
Yeah.
There was constant seagulls around us, right?
Seagulls are attacking people all the time in Dublin.
They were everywhere. All over the place.
Yeah, robin sandwiches.
I had one granny walk right through the set, like as in like between me and the table, with her Zimmer frame just looking at us.
Looking at you.
I went, morning. She went, morning. And I had loads of people just coming up to us in the street, just asking what's going on while I'm recording.
That's brilliant. Just in case you're wondering, we're talking to Jason Byrne. He is performing in the Vodafone Comedy Festival the end of July, Royal Hotel in Bray, 22nd of July, and the Abbey Tavern in Howth, 13th of July.
And if anybody freaks out, there's going to be a big Irish tour in January, February, because they keep going.
What's he say?
They're all going, what was... One fellow went, why aren't you gigging in Dublin? And I went, I'm in Howth. And he went, oh, I said, get the dart. And he goes, no. Get back. I mean, get the dart. It's only Howth.
Such an Irish thing to do.
I know, yeah.
And then you're also writing something that I always thought would be incredibly easy to write. Children's books.
Yeah, I'm on the children's book mode.
How do you...
We're writing a book right now called The Five O's. We're nearly finished.
It's only five
book.
Pages then, is it?
The Five O's.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, that's yay. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, oh.
The Five O's. Orange.
Orangutan.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that one. Those are hard.
Yeah, but Jason Byrne, more importantly, Vodafone Comedy Festival. That's
more
the big
importantly,
one.
Yeah, Vodafone.
That's the big one. End of July.
Give us a phone, will you?
How's it going?
Give us a phone. Some Wi-Fi.
Sim free. 27th of July to the 30th. Thank you so much.
Oh, if you want to get into the gig for free, though, this is what you should do. I said this the other day, is you should go in, dress as a bread man with a long white coat and have a tray of bread. And just go catering. No one ever stops people.
And there we go.
Try that for all gigs, lads.
I was going to say, Vodafone Comedy Festival, upgrade your security. Jason Byrne, thank you so much.
Yeah, free bread.